KSL News Time is now 6:09. Our first check of Triple Team traffic on a Friday morning. Good morning, Eddie Farnsworth.
Good morning, Brian. We start off with the Salt Lake Valley. Not a lot to worry you as you head from Point of the Mountain to downtown. Road conditions are okay in Salt Lake. It's a little bit busy on 90 South going underneath the freeway and heading over to Sandy, but it's Tooele County that's been having trouble this morning with snow covering the road. SR 36 has been plowed, but all the roads that connect to it are kind of covered in snow, so making a turn onto SR 36 could be a little iffy, as well as a little stretch of I-80 between Grantsville and Tooele heading into the Salt Lake Valley. Eric?
Well, participants in a northbound I-15 accident in Lehigh have pulled off from the left shoulder, but apparently you've still got some pretty icy conditions going on right around 2100 North Thanksgiving Point, and the slowdowns happen as soon as you go past Lehigh's Main Street. You'll get back up to speed as you move past SR 92. The rest of I-15 looking good in Utah County. Heather?
Well, I-15 looks pretty good through Weber and Davis County, but we have some snow flurries hitting the east side of the counties up there, and that means US 89 is getting a little bit wet, and a lot of the city streets are starting to ice over, especially Cherry Lane in Farmington. But otherwise, you've got a pretty good commute going on Legacy Parkway and the north end of I-215. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit pmbautah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.